And finally, story number three. More proof, unfortunately, than monkeys are taking over. A special weapons and tactics officer from Arizona is trying to get a $100,000 federal grant, which would fund a pilot program to integrate monkeys into the SWAT division of the police force.
Oh, no.
That's right, Carl. I said monkeys. Officer Sean Trulove said, "Everybody laughs about it until they really start thinking about it." And that's when you really start laughing about it, huh, Officer Trulove? That's when you really start to laugh your ass off. Officer Trulove explained that the monkeys could be trained to unlock doors, search buildings for police, and throw grenades on command.
I read about this. This is amazing.
This has so many possibilities.
As you know, here in the United States, major city police departments use paramilitary SWAT teams in situations involving heavily armed criminals and hostage situations. We actually have a photo of the monkey. It's at shrinkster.com/4ZZ. For Zulu Zulu. You can see this monkey.
Damn,
a little
dirty
premature
apes.
To give the monkeys a fucking rocket-propelled grenade, okay? A little premature. And look at the guy on the left. He's not exactly happy he's got to share his ride with a monkey.
That's beautiful.
All right? Now, the Arizona Police Department issued a statement saying, "We've always encouraged our department members to seek creative and innovative ways to lay down the smack in our community." Officer Trulove said, "The idea came to me in a dream." Yeah, I've had that same dream. Monkeys armed to the teeth taking over the world. Jumping up and down with that stupid fucking grin and crapping in their diapers. But you don't see me trying to hand over my weapons to the enemy, do you? Do you? The capuchin monkey is considered one of the smartest primates, known by many for its decades-long association with organ grinders. Capuchin monkeys, native to southern Central America, have been used to help disabled people and are able to perform such tasks as retrieving items, serving food, and opening and closing doors. Carl.
Okay.
Do you see it?
What?
They're working their way into the very fabric of our society. They're gaining our trust. They're watching us, finding our weakness, waiting for the right time to attack. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's just another desperate attempt on the part of monkeys to score some Kevlar vests, which happens to be the last thing on their to-do list before taking over the world. Am I the only one who sees this? Am I? Charlton Heston, baby, if there was ever a time to launch a preemptive strike against these power-hungry primates, that time is now. I can't hold back anymore. I'm initiating Executive Order 452731-B right now. And my anti-monkey followers out there know what that means. It's time to move to Monkey DEFCON Level 5, folks. I repeat, we are now at Monkey DEFCON Level 5. Oh, by the way, Officer Monkey Lover, you, sir, are dumber than me.
Yeah.
Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.pwop.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.